my name's Emma.
Hello, Emma.
I'm interviewing you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and one another. It's the 8th of September, and it's 8:21, 2009 p.m.
Yes.
Can I please ask you for your full name, date of birth, and where you come from?
My name's Aaron Hugh Harty. I was born on the 28th of the 4th, 1971, and I hail from Warwickshire at present time.
How do you feel at the moment?
I feel quite good, my head's a bit busy. I'm just got to get on and do what I've got to do, I suppose, I'm a musician, I don't gig because I just never get there. I get there, and it's not right. Do you know what I mean? But this is where I play. I play on the streets. I'm a busker. So I feel all right. Yeah, which is quite unusual. Yeah, it's cool.
How did you hear about the project?
I think my partner. She's an artist herself. She's into art therapy and stuff like that. She's been to college. She's going to do a degree next year at Derby College University. She sort of put me onto it, and then we sort of messed around and sort of showed. I wasn't gonna put my name on it, you know what I mean? Blah blah blah. And she taught me into it, and here I am basically. Yeah, I checked my email went down. I checked my emails. About a week after you'd sent me the confirmation, and I had one on the 4th saying I hadn't got in, and then underneath there was one on the 5th saying I had. I was like, oh, okay, all right, here we go. So that's basically, it was word of mouth with that. And obviously I've seen the Angel of the North, and she's a great lover of the Angel of the North as well, Rachel. Her grandfather was from the North, from Newcastle and whatever, and came down to work down south and whatever. And she sort of explained the meaning to me, which opened it up as well, because previously I saw it as a big chunk of metal, which was very good, do you know what I mean? But I saw it as expense. I'm an artist myself. I used to be a street painter and whatever. I've sold in France for thousands and what have you, do you know what I mean? But I stopped. I had children, and I started painting all my pictures, and I didn't have any room, so I just gave all the paints to the kids and stopped, do you know what I mean? I started playing guitar and writing. I used to write poetry with my pictures as well, as a way to entertain the crowd when they'd come up and look at me, look at them. They'd ask me what I was painting, and I'd tell them a poem which would coincide with one of my pictures, and they'd love it, you know what I mean? They'd pay and off they'd go, and I'd run down the pub with my mates, you know what I mean? You know, we were young artists, we were all poets, and we just played around together. It was a good laugh.
How did you get into that?
How did I get into that? I ended up, I was travelling around with fairs and what have you. I had a bit of a jumbled childhood and what have you. I was playing guitar when I was 11. And then didn't play again for years, left home when I was 15. And basically, I just left Windsor and where I'd grown up and everything like that, and went to Blackpool in Lancashire. Not a very nice place, but I saw somebody street painting on the streets, and I thought, well, I can do that. And so I went out and I bought some canvas and I bought some chalks. Everyone else was using paint, kept chalks on the floor, so I bought chalks and did them on canvases, and my pictures ended up looking a lot like silk, sort of satin sort of effects with the spray and everything like that. Then I went from that on to I started getting roller blinds and things like that, and using acrylics and oils. I started painting inside and what have you, and it's all quite psychedelic what I was doing, all around the time and what have you. I was on the party scene and what have you. I did a bit of face painting in nightclubs and body painting in the early days and what have you, when nobody was really doing it. Then stopped painting and started playing guitar. And this is where I am today, do you know what I mean? I've had a few record deals, which I sort of knocked back stupidly, I'd imagine, do you know what I mean? But it was all principle, and we're all men, and when we're men, we're men, and we have egos, and that's something we have to live with, I suppose, you know what I mean? Yeah, and I had to live with mine. I knocked it back, and I've just been busking ever since. I didn't really want to be too far away from my kids at the time, which consequently now I've moved on in life anyway. I don't see them as much as I should do, do you know what I mean? I wish I did, but... things take a change, don't they? So now these days I'm trying to do things to further my musical career, to get people to hear me and what have you and all the rest of it. So, obviously, once again, this is a lovely opportunity,
Was there any inspiration for getting into guitar?
You're going to love this. No, I was going to say it up there, actually. When I was a kid, I came to London, with my parents and what have you. We only lived in Windsor, down the road, Old Windsor. We lived in Reading, then Old Windsor, for quite a number of years. And we were on the we'd come up the Thames on my mum and dad's boat, and I'd gone into London with my cousin, and I'd seen this guy busking, and he was busking streets of London, and I thought it was quite great. It was quite bizarre, streets of London. I loved the song Ralph McTell and all the rest of it, and there was a guy who did the sandwich board, was doing the sandwich board stuff. stuff as well. I don't know if you remember that. But he was walking around, the end of the world is nigh, it's going to world will end tomorrow, rah, rah, rah. And somehow or other, I thought I was going to do one of either of these jobs when I grew up. I was either going to be Ralph McTell or I was going to be a sandwich board man going, the end of the world's nigh, which everyone's doing that now. You've got David Icke, so what's the point of me doing that? blah, blah, blah. And here I am as a musician, you know. I went to see Ralph McTell on my 30th birthday, which was quite cool. As the years went by, do you know what I mean? And he knew who I was, slightly, but probably because I've been ringing up for 2 weeks, trying to find out when he was on and all the rest of it. When I was 11, I was at school, and I was a bit of a naughty boy. And I could sing. I used to get up all my mates up on the table singing Elvis songs and all the rest of it and what have you. And it was quite bizarre. It's almost embarrassing looking back at it. My parents got me a guitar. My maths teacher, he looked a bit like John Lennon. He had little round glasses and central parting and that. He taught me to play the guitar with two of my friends and what have you. And we did a concert at school. We did Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd. And he was playing his Flying V, doing all the slides and all of that. And I played the rhythm, another mate on the bass and another guy on the drums. And then we did the House of the Rising Sun as well, and something else, which I can't remember still. Do you know what I mean? I just can't remember it. It's life, I still can't remember it. Sometimes it comes to me and I think it's something, and I'm sure it isn't, so it's like, whatever, it was young. I got a bit naughty again, do you know what I mean? Went out and started having drinks with people and what have you, and all the rest of it, in the rock and roll music sort of thing, and lost my guitars and what have you. Went back through school. When I left school, I took my guitars with me. I sold one to a friend of my brother's on a condition that I could buy it back. 4 years later, I went back to him, I bought the guitar back and I went to Blackpool. I broke the guitar on the beach the first night, saw someone street painting, and I was playing Stairway to Heaven and I was like, oh no, I can't play this, oh my life's terrible. Broke the guitar on the beach, sold my leather jacket, which was like £600 worth at the time. It was a very expensive leather jacket, pigskin I think it was, maybe 400, 300 or something, do you know what I mean? But I sold it for £200. Sorted myself at the hotel, got a job doing that, got myself, as I told you before, the canvases and the chalks and what have you, and went from there. And then somebody walked along one day, and I was doing all my poetry, and he went, you should be playing guitar, can you play guitar? And so I took the guitar off him, and I played Stairway to Heaven a bit, you know, the bit I knew, and the House of the Rising Sun, and then we became good friends, and his girlfriend used to play the drums, and we'd play along, and then I had a few warehouses. Beautiful, do you know what I mean? It was all quite good. We were all... we were all taking LSD and partying and having a good time and what have you, popping E's and having a few drinks and what have you, and the music went from there. I was painting as well at the same time. A couple of years went by, I met a girl, she got pregnant, we had a child. I settled down then, my friends moved away, one of us died, do you know what I mean? I still see my best mate, he lives in Wiltshire now, lives on a boat, he's like cool, he's got dreads and that, he's really happy, best mate. That's it. I started busking nights in Blackpool. I went from, pardon me, a little clip on like a Marshall amplifier. Then I went from that to a 400 watt 4 ohm PA with 2000 watt inverter, two 110 amp hour batteries. That used to last me over the weekend. I'd sort of use one, sometimes break into the other one, charge that one up, charge the other one during the day. They needed 8 hours charges. Used to do that. Used to have massive crowds and what have you. Yeah, it was really, really good. It was really, so I used to learn the songs before they came out in the charts. You used to get preview stuff and all the rest of it, Oasis, Coldplay, blah, 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 load of rubbish. so I didn't mean to say that. basically that was that. A few years ago the laws changed, and basically if you were entertaining more than two people on any spot, the spot that you were stood in had to have an entertainment's licence. So the police took me, I got taken for a ride there, I had to sell my guitars, my relationship broke down, all the rest of it. I had to sell like £2,000 worth of stuff once for £450 I got, and I just paid the bills and that was that, do you know what I mean? But then I didn't have any money to make any money, it was all quite hard work. I built up my kit a little bit, split up with my partner, met a new young lady, came away after a few months, do you know what I mean? Met someone else, came away, and here I am, busking and playing and just surviving, as life goes on. There you go. And here I am, yeah. I'm waiting to paint again, though. I'm waiting to paint because I've seen how much you can make on paintings down in Newquay this last couple of weeks. And paintings like those, I can do like they're £2,500 for a painting. Lovely. Bring it on. So, yeah, I'm waiting to paint again.
Where do you live now?
I live in Atherstone.
Oh,
which is Rachel's house, my partner's house. I stop at friends and whatever, do you know what I mean? I stop with my brother down in Wiltshire and, you know, travel about, keep it happy. And I used to go up and see my kids up in Blackpool and stuff like that.
Can you tell me a little bit about your kids?
I have two daughters. The eldest one is Kulin. She's very arty herself. She plays bass guitar and acoustic guitar. She's got a couple of songs up on the internet. I ain't got any. She's a lovely girl. She's quite worldly travelled. She's very clever, very beautiful young lady. Do you know what I mean? She's gonna go a long way, I think. She's seen enough to know enough not to do enough things. Do you know what I mean? And not be worried or intimidated by people, if you like, along her journey. Yeah, that's quite cool. My youngest one's called Jasmine, who I named because we were listening to Jazz FM, and it happens to be, you know, one of my favourite musics when she popped out. blah blah blah. And she's the light. You know what I mean? She's, you know, I've got to do it. I've got to make her proud. You know, and all the rest of it. I've, you know, righty, righty,
right. What age are they?
Kulin is 15 now, and Jasmine is she's 8 on, I don't actually know the day, but it's the 14th. It'll be next week now, and at the end of the weekend, for, you know, blah blah blah. That's my mission as when I get back here, you know, to get her a present and what have you, and get that sent up to see her in Blackpool. Or I might pop up even, I don't know yet. But.
Will either of them be watching?
Pardon? Yes, I think Kulin's watching, yeah, in a bit, you know, and Jasmine will probably sit with her, you know, do you know what I mean? I don't know, do you know what I mean? I don't know. I think they might be, I hope so.
Have you got anyone here in the square watching?
Rachel's with me, my partner, Rachel Milligan. Yeah, Rachel. Mm.
Aside from all that, have you got any other hobbies?
I just play music, sing. I've got a big dog called Bob, and he should be with me, really, because everybody knows him. He's more famous than I am, and he's more loved. he's my best friend. I walk my dog a lot. I travel. I walk a lot. You know, I am an artist as well, as I said, but I don't really do a lot of work. At the moment, if you like, you know what I mean? I don't have any other hobbies now. I used to play a lot of computer games, but I realised that was really stupid and boring, so, do you know what I mean? You know, I don't really bother with that anymore. I don't like cars, I don't drive, so I don't really like cars, so that doesn't interest me. Football is, to me, is the epitome of all that's wrong in England, and the whole planet, probably, do you know what I mean? Get rid of that mentality, and things might sort themselves out. Yeah, no, not much. I play music. I love life.
What is it about travelling that you enjoy?
New people, new faces when you sing a song, do you know what I mean? And just the freedom, if you like, you know what I mean? I don't travel abroad so much, you know what I mean? Just, you know, I have been in the south of France, I've been in Europe, been to Belgium, Holland, blah, blah. Have I been to Spain? Yeah, I've been to Spain as well. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. What do you? What travelling? I don't know. I'm pretty boring, really. I play my guitar and I'm happy. Yeah.
Is there any places that stand out in your mind?
In my mind, for what sort of reason would you mean? What sort of?
That you really liked.
Any places that I really like? I love the lakes. I used to go up the lakes every Sunday after I'd finished busking and what have you. Me and my mate, we drive to the lakes with our dogs and what have you. We'd walk out, we'd cliff walk, fell walk, sorry, not cliff walking, there's no cliffs in, well, there are, but. Yeah, we'd go fell walking and what have you, have a few sandwiches and that, you know, I used to take the girls up there. I like camping as well, I like open fires, I just like the, I don't know, there's just nothing to do with society in those places, you know? It's not all tied, there's no cameras, you're not walking past machines that are going click, 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 click every time you walk past, you know? There's no police, you know? It's totally the reality-ness of almost going back to the caveman in you, do you know what I mean? But obviously, I'm wearing tailored clothes or something, so that doesn't count. But yeah, it is basically, I'm a pagan as well. I spend a bit of time at Avery Twin Stone Circles in Wiltshire, which is near Devizes, where my brother lives. And I was declared a bard at Stonehenge last year, which is quite cool.
You know, what does that mean?
A bard? Do you not know what a bard is? A bardic druid. I'm a druid. I'm a bardic druid, yeah? A druid means oak knowledge, which is... basically the gatherer of all the things, you know, why I love the trees and all the rest of it, why I walk, you know, the way I walk, where I walk, why I like to be, where I like to be, it's where I can think, it's where I feel at one with life. I mean, everything that's happened in the last 100 years is quite scary, and I think that's going to be caught quite well over on the plinth as well, especially over the last 10 years with the mobile phones and what have you and all the rest of it, you know.
Where did your interest in paintings?
I've always been that way out. I wouldn't go to church as a kid. I used to scream and shout, and like I just would not go to church. Do you know what I mean? No, 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 no. Didn't like churches. And as I grew up, I found out about this, found out about that, the old ways and all the rest of it. You know, looking after the land, looking after people, even, you know, just as simple, you see someone down on the low, you call them over, you talk to them, you understand what they're going on, do you know what I mean? You need a couple of quid, you give them a couple of quid, pat on the back, bucket of fags, whatever, do you know what I mean? You know, but it's just being that ear, being that leaning post, you know, and sharing that part of life with, you know, without talking about something that nobody can see. You know, it's all around us, paganism, you know. And full moons as well, I think I might be a lunatic, do you know what I mean? But I always end up at stone circles and near full moons. Even if I don't know that it's going to be a full moon, I'll just, do you know what I mean? I'll just be heading off in the right direction, you know, or something like that. So it's in me, it's natural, you know what I mean?
What's the connection between stone circles?
Stone circles and moons? Well, we have solstices and equinoxes, yeah? And an equinox is a celebration of the moon, yeah? Four of them. There are 13 moons in a year, 13 months in a year, in a pagan year. Rah, rah, rah. And it's all centred around the moon and the sun, basically, and the cycles of the winter, spring, autumn. Winter, spring, autumn, and the other one, summer. The one we meant to, the one that we just didn't have. Yeah, so, yeah, it's, you know, that's that. You ask a lot of questions, don't you? Go on.
Is there anything you have to gain from your experience in the film?
Confidence. That's the key. Just the confidence. The one thing I lack.
Is there anything you'd like other people to gain from watching
you? Yes, to hear my beautiful music. What could someone gain from listening to me? I really don't know. I feel with a passion in my music, do you know what I mean? You know, that people note. So maybe if somebody else picks up on that, maybe no one else ever hears it or whatever, but one person walks past and goes, hang on a minute, he was singing from his heart there, and does that for themselves, do you know? Then one more person in the same way as the paganism sort of thing, it helps, do you know what I mean? It's just that feeling, isn't it, you know?
And more general though, have you got any hopes or ambitions for the future?
For the future, I want to make a million pounds, buy a farmhouse, disappear, record records, and change the music scene forever. Not much, really. No, I just want to, I want to do what I'm doing more. You know, I'd like to work festivals, anything, you know, festivals. But I don't like pubs and things like that. It's just, you know, I don't know.
Did the artist's intention of democratising art with this project have anything to do with you?
To doing with what?
Democratising the arts.
Democratising arts, what do you mean?
It's making art for everybody.
To
everybody.
To everybody. Does that appeal to me? Of course it does, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I say everybody can sing. So, yeah, everybody can sculpt, can paint, do you know what I mean? Can create something. It's all to do with feelings, isn't it? It's about sharing those feelings with other people and knowing that you have the same feelings as other people and not, you know, we are individual, but we are, you know, similar in that same respect, if you like. Yeah? Well, I'd just like to thank Anthony Gawney for giving me this chance to come and sit in London and have a busk. It'll be lovely. You know what I mean? And I really like the guy's work. You know what I mean? I respect him. I think he's a good, clean artist. I like it.
Thank you very much.
Lovely. A pleasure.